Down. Gavin, how you doing? Are you all right?
I'm not too bad.
You were just about to take a drink out of that water there. Okay, it is Saturday and it is time to tell you what's on the big screen and the small screen. The latest movies, Gavin Burke from entertainment.ie. September, done with the summer blockbusters?
I think we're at the tail end of it. I haven't seen one now in a couple of weeks, but which is good. Not a fan of the blockbusters. I like good movies, Dave.
Popcorn for the year, for the summer, for the good weather. Now, let's see, what's happening then in terms of the big screen today?
Well, the big surprise, and it's by far and away the best movie of the week, is The Guest. I wasn't a fan of the director's last film, and I can't remember his name now, but it was a home invasion horror called You're Next. I was trying to get a mixture of horror and comedy. I thought it didn't pull it off. This is so good, I think I have to go back and watch that again, because I think I might have got it wrong. Dan Stevens from Downton Abbey plays an American Iraq War veteran who returns home to visit the family of his dead buddy. He moves in with them and he worms their way into their lives. He protects the son from school bullies, and he starts flirting with the daughter. She's about to turn 21, and she reckons there's something up with this guy, and it turns out she's right.
So is it one of these movies you don't really know exactly where it's going?
For a half an hour, I couldn't figure out what are they doing. And then there was one scene where there's a house party and Dan Stevens turns up with a keg over one shoulder and carrying another keg under his arm with this tight t-shirt, and he just looks at the girl and goes, "Where do you want these?" And I went, okay,
they're a comedy.
After that, it just turns into sends itself up. I think Dan Stevens is doing Ryan Gosling in Drive. There's a very Drive synth soundtrack turned up to 11.
But doing John Ryan Carpenter Gosling in Drive in a funny way.
Yes, yeah. Really, a nod and a wink.
Don't forget, Ryan Gosling in Drive is probably like whether you like it or not, and there's a lot to be said against it, I think, but it's pretty good, though.
Yes.
He's just, you couldn't be cooler. That jacket,
His jacket is almost like a superhero.
With a snake on it.
Yeah. It's wonderful. But it's very serious, but it's also very funny. It's this odd mixture that he just gets the tone exactly right. I say go to The Guest if you want to do something this weekend.
The Guest, is it? So better than You're Next.
I might have to go back and rewatch that one now. I might have got that one wrong.
Okay, so The Guest is your number one, I suppose, for the weekend. What else is on the big screen?
We've got Sex Tape, which is by far and away the most dangerous movie of the year.
The most what movie?
Dangerous.
Really?
Because if this is a hit and Apple experience a spike in sales after this movie, it's just going to be copied and repeated, and suddenly we're going to be watching Starbucks the movie and any other corporation that you might have
I'm not
a problem
totally with here. Is Apple behind this movie?
Well, Apple has mentioned it's about it's about Jason Segel and Cameron Diaz are a couple who film themselves having sex, and they accidentally upload it to all these Apple iPads that he's given away for free. He gets Apple iPads from work. We don't know why.
It's all over the news as we speak.
And they have to run around town just in case her new boss gets to see it, or the postman gets it, and it's just an adventure throughout the night. But it's just an elongated advertisement for Apple. Every sentence is about Apple iPad, how they're so good. Segel has a couple of sentences here. An iPad is thrown out the window at one stage, and he goes, and it isn't broken. And he says, "Oh, wow, these things are really designed well. And oh, the camera on this is..." And it's just... Scarface mentioned the F word 218 times. It's a record, I think. I think Apple have topped it, but the amount of times Apple is mentioned. It's Apple's sex tape. That's the.
So hold on a second. Do we know that Apple have put loads of money into this, or we just assume?
I mean, do you remember Mac and Me from the 80s? It was a movie that McDonald's were kind of behind.
Not really.
It's called
Mac and Me.
Mac and Me. It's
bad. About a hamburger, was it?
Yes. Right. He was a robot. But the whole thing was McDonald's a tie-in, and that's kind of derided. And I hope this one will be too, and people will just avoid it, because we're going to experience it again and again if it's a hit.
Okay, so for 1,000 reasons, Sex Tape, thumbs down.
Yes.
And for a few reasons, The Guest is both thumbs up. Anything else on the big screen?
Before I go to sleep, it's a tidy enough mystery thriller involving... Nicole Kidman, who wakes up every morning with no memory of her past, and Colin Firth is her husband, saying, "You had an accident 13 years ago, I'm your husband," and this happens every morning. But her doctor, she learns that she is a doctor who's trying to help her with her memory, and he doesn't trust the husband, and it's who's telling the truth here. Don't want to go into it too much, but it's putting you in her shoes, going, what's going on, who's telling the truth? It's wonderful. by the end, though, it's just too improbable. It's one of those thrillers that only works. The idea is better than how it turns out.
The execution,
it just gets too silly.
Yeah, right. Okay, so it's Before I Go to Sleep. It's maybe sounds like a 3 out of 5 star kind of movie.
Yes,
at best. Okay, very quickly, DVD. What's on there?
The Double, from director Richard Iwadi. He did from the IT Crowd. He did a great team movie as well called Submarine. Jesse Eisenberg plays this low level employee at this in this firm. He hates his work. He hates himself. And the only thing that's working for him is his love for Maya Wasikowska, whom he's secretly in love with. Then his doppelganger, who's also played by Eisenberg, turns up and he's everything. He's like Ace Rimmer to him. Yeah. He's everything he isn't. He's confident, dynamic, and he goes about wooing Wasikowska from under his nose. It's an adaptation of a Dostoevsky novella with a little bit of Charlie Kaufman quirkiness thrown in, but it's dark.
Yeah, it is. I've seen it. And I thought it was pretty good.
Yes,
certainly very interesting.
The look of it's kind of 1984 meets Brazil. Remember that Terry Gilliam movie? It's depressing, but it's kind of funny as well. And there's this disconnect. The sound is out of sync of what we see as well, and it's all disconcerting.
That's the Double. One other one on DVD.
Bell. This is inspired by a true event.
Bell.
18th century story about
12 Years a Slave was too much for you.
Well, yeah, this is a little bit softer, shall we say. It's about a black orphan girl who's living with her uncle, Tom Wilkinson. He's a judge embroiled in a slave ship insurance case. She falls for this dashing young lawyer who's actually going up against her uncle. He's more of a progressive guy. He's, slavery is wrong. So it's that kind of Jane Austen story, but with an edge, it's more concerned with racism that she has to deal with rather than will she find a man.
They both sound like thumbs up enough. So The Guest, definitely yes.
Oh, yes,
the Sex Tape, definitely
yeah.
No, and Before I Go to Sleep, why not? That's for the big screen. Okay, Gavin Burke, entertainment.ie. Thanks a million, Gavin.
Thanks.